Hello and welcome to this podcast brought to you by Charles Cameron and Associates. Today we'll be looking into different types of property that you may come across on the market and what you may need to be aware of. The first topic we will look at is tenure. Property tenure is the legal conditions under which land or buildings are held or occupied, and there are three main types of tenure: freehold, leasehold, or share of freehold, shared freehold. So let's start with freehold. To purchase a property freehold is to buy the absolute title. This means you own the property in its entirety, including the land that the property is built on, though the mortgage lender could repossess if you do not keep up your repayments. As the property is wholly yours, it is the owner's responsibility to ensure the property is insured. Freehold properties tend to be predominantly houses, though you should always check this with the estate agent and the solicitor. There are also leasehold properties, and when buying, there are certain factors you will need to be aware of. With leasehold properties, you only own the leasehold property for the period of time remaining on the lease. You'll have a legal agreement with the freeholder who owns the lease, and this will tell you how many years you own the property. Ownership of the property returns to the freeholder when the lease comes to an end, and you may be obligated to pay an annual service charge and ground rent to the freeholder on all leasehold properties. A lower lease length could limit the number of mortgage providers willing to lend against the property, but a leaseholder has the right to extend their lease under the Leasehold Reform Housing and Urban Development Act of 1993 if they've owned the property for at least 2 years. The cost of a lease extension will be dependent on several things, including, but not limited to, the current value of the property, what the annual ground rent is, the number of years remaining on the current lease, the value of any improvements made to the flat by the leaseholder, any other factors such as investment returns on the property, potential stamp duty charges if applicable, legal fees and survey fees. The property may have either fixed or escalating ground rent. A lease with escalating ground rent can affect the number of mortgage providers willing to lend against the property. The building as a whole is usually managed by a managing agent, and you may often find leasehold properties are flats, but sometimes new build houses can also be leasehold. And again, this is something you would need to have confirmed by the estate agent and your solicitor. Share of freehold. Properties with a share of freehold means you own your property leasehold and also a share of the freehold for the whole building, as well as the land that your property is contained in, and this usually applies to flats and apartments. All owners of the shared freehold will decide on how the property is managed via an AGM. If the property is smaller, for example, a Victorian house split into two flats, you'll be able to make decisions on the maintenance of the property with the other freeholders directly. Properties above commercial units. If you're looking to purchase a property above commercial premises, these properties may need additional checks by a mortgage lender during the valuation stage, such as consideration of resaleability, what type of commercial use it has. The mortgage lender will consider the impact of noise and smells, unsocial hours of operation, increased risk of fire from some commercial properties such as restaurants, other shops adjacent to the property below the one you are looking to purchase. There could also be potentially higher leasehold costs. Properties in high-rise blocks and what to consider. Apartments, flats and maisonettes in tower blocks may need additional checks from a number of reasons. The lender may need to see an EWS1 form to report on the safety of any external cladding. So what is that? The EWS1 form is an external wall system fire review certificate and is a mortgage valuation tool to help lenders determine whether to offer a mortgage on the property based on the safety of the block. Accepted ratings are A1, A2 and B2, but it is important to note that this acceptance is at the lender's discretion. If there is unacceptable cladding currently installed on the building, lenders may need to see evidence that remedial works are underway at no cost to the leaseholder. With regards to the EWS1 form itself, it will need to make reference to the full flat address and flat owner, not just generic to the block, in order to be acceptable document for assessment purposes. Properties with a mix of private and council ownership can be harder to find finance for, as lenders will consider the resaleability of all properties during the valuation assessment stage. Also with tower block residences, unconventional building construction materials such as concrete or timber frame will also need to be assessed by the lender to determine whether they are happy to lend. Some other property factors to consider may also be listed properties. As listed properties have different implications and restrictions, again, the lender will be looking at resaleability, and a specialist lender may need to be used for a listed property. Japanese knotweed. As Japanese knotweed can damage the integrity of a property, some lenders may not be happy to lend against the property affected, or they may need to see documents pertaining to remedial works. Lenders will also likely review any structural issues, such as subsidence, damp, any extensive remedial works to be undertaken, and any presence of spray foam insulation, as it can cause damage to roofs, can cause mould and smell issues, and is not eco-friendly and can cause health issues. There are many different types of property survey. Your mortgage lender will carry out a compulsory valuation survey that will look solely at the property's value and whether the property is suitable security for a mortgage loan. As this is for the lender's benefit, they may not share the report with you, and it's often not charged to the purchaser. As a house survey is a detailed inspection of the condition of a property, you may prefer to also commission your own report from a qualified surveyor at your own expense. The main survey types are the RICS Home Survey Level 1, which is suitable if you're buying a property built from conventional materials and it is in a seemingly reasonable condition. It is a basic survey and summarises risks to the building and grounds, but it doesn't offer a detailed advice or recommendation nor evaluation. This can cost between £300 and £900. The RICS Home Survey Level 2, also known as a Home Buyer Report, is popular for most conventional properties. It is a mid-level survey and will report on any roof spaces and cellars. It offers advice and recommendations on any required further investigations, including indicative costs for any repairs and ongoing maintenance needed, and there is also an option for evaluation to be included. This can cost between £400 and £1,000. The RICS Home Survey Level 3, also known as a Full Structural Survey. If you're buying a very old, dilapidated, listed or unconventional building, or even if you have any concerns over the property, this could be a really useful investment, as although they are the most expensive survey, they are the most thorough. It covers all issues highlighted in a Level 2 report and any identifiable risks or cause of potential or hidden defects in areas that are not inspected. It also provides the likely scope of any appropriate remedial work needed and explain the likely consequences of non-repair. Recommendations of the priority and likely timescale for necessary repairs is also covered in the report, and this may cost from £630 to £1,500 or even more depending on the property. There are many points to consider when taking the step of investing in a property, and at Charles Cameron, we are here to support you. Please do get in contact with our friendly advisors who will be able to discuss the property you're looking to purchase and offer you whole of market independent mortgage advice.